Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Spark Radio. I'm driving, and it's an interesting show this evening because I'm hoping that on the way back, I managed to keep a signal all the way, and that I managed to have enough gas to make it back home. Welcome to Spark Radio, and it's, as always, I appreciate that you are taking the time to join us tonight. Hopefully that fire will end shortly, so I'm not home to push stop button. So those of you who might be interested in calling, I will let you know when I am back at my switchboard, which should be in about 10 minutes or so. I want to thank you again for joining me whenever you are with me live tonight on Wednesday, December 26th, or listening to the archives. Our focus tonight is on making a great 2008. My name is Ms. Melanie, and I am your host with Spark Radio. So I hope you're ready to take some time to reflect on your life in 2007 and to project into the life you want to create in 2008. So often at this time of year, we begin to focus on looking ahead, and we forget to take the time to look back and to reflect on what really went well in 2007, and to think about what do we want to do the same way again? What do we want to repeat because it works so well for us? And what do we want to look at doing differently to find some new tools or strategies so that we can have a better outcome, a better result? And one of those tools is Spark Radio. And tonight we'll be talking about some strategies that you can use to create that great 2008. And the first is to reflect on 2007. And for many of us who celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, there are so many holidays at this time of year that did you take the time to really be in the moment and to enjoy the moment of celebration? So often, as we talked about last week, we get so hectic and involved that we miss the joy of the moment. And as our six-year-old said so often, thank you, Mom and Dad. Thank you, Grandma. Thank you. There was so much gratitude for the gifts that he received. And it's very rewarding to hear that when it's unprompted, when we don't remind them to say thank you. And so have you said thank you coming off of any gifts that you received? And what joy did you feel in the gifts that you gave? The lives that you touched by donations that you make this time of year, whether it's food or gifts or money, to know that what you have done has touched lives, not just one but many, because our actions have such a ripple effect. So think about then, what did go so well for you in 2007? And if you've got a journal or a day timer or some kind of planner that you keep, find some time between now and year end to look back and to focus on what went well and make a list of all the successes that you're grateful for in 2007 and also the lessons that you're grateful for in 2007, because TNT, the next time, we're ready to make a different choice because of the lessons that we learned in the year past. That is, if we take the time to plan a new approach, a new response, so that we can create or attract a different outcome. And so there's strategy number one. You can reflect back. I was reading through some articles today by Kevin Eikenberry, who you can find those articles. There are many of them at kevineikenberry.com. And his last name is E-I-K-E-N-B-E-R-R-Y. And he's the author of Remarkable Leadership, which is a book that came out this fall. Very practical, hands-on strategies to grow as a leader. And it's skills that you can develop, and not all at once, one at a time. He has an interesting blog, as I said, lots of good articles, and I'm going to refer to several of them tonight because they're great strategies. And one of them is the reflect and project strategy, that to take the time to look back before we project ahead, so that for some of us, we find ourselves recreating similar situations, and they're frustrating to us, and we wonder why we're finding ourselves in them again, and yet here we are, because there are lessons that we have yet to learn. And until we learn those lessons, we'll continue to create those situations with those lessons embedded within them. And for many of us, we don't take the time to look for those lessons. And so this is a good time of year to do that. And it's a great tool to use every day to look back at the day and note what went well and what was great about the day, and to celebrate the progress that we're making. And sometimes progress is three steps backwards, and we forget that that's still moving us closer, because as we move backwards, sometimes we need to slow down, to reflect, to learn a new lesson. And it's, you know, progress is not always forward motion. Sometimes forward motion is really just that, forward motion. It's really not progress. And if we really want progress, then it involves learning and growth and change. And so what kind of learning and growth and change do you want in 2008?
You have a caller.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm about three blocks from home, and since I have a caller, I can go ahead and say hello. So, Tom, if you'd click the mic and caller whenever you're ready. Hi, it's Melanie. And staticky. Hello? We may have to try again. Sometimes that connection through the switchboard isn't right. Tom, is the microphone showing live? No, I'm not sure I have Tom. Okay, well, caller, when you are live, just go ahead and interrupt me, and I'll continue to talk about the reflect and project idea. So now you'll hear all sorts of interesting sound effects because I'm going to be exiting the vehicle and entering my office, my home office. So we were talking about reflecting and projecting and thinking about what are some successes that you want to repeat in the year ahead, and some celebration that you can make for your successes in the year past. We often don't do that. We get so busy and moving forward, and we don't take the time to really celebrate things in our life. And it's just as important to do that as it is to plan. Because if we're always moving and moving for the sake of moving, we miss those opportunities to enjoy what we're working so hard for. Ooh. Now, one of the things as we get older, and I'm approaching another birthday, we need to make sure we take care of our health, because we're only given one body at this point, and while we can transplant parts, we can't transplant everything. And that's our brain, or depending on our age, our knees in my case. We need to be careful and take care. So I don't know if I have a caller yet. So I'm just going to move forward, and we'll talk a little bit about goals and goal setting. Don't know if how many of you actually set goals, and if you do, how many of you write them down? Thank you. Because writing them is a level of commitment that you make mentally that's different than just having a dream or a wish. You may hear a hello mommy shortly too, because I'm just getting home and haven't seen Alex as yet. So just a little heads up. Alrighty, well, I think my... Well, it's still showing. I have a caller on the air, but I don't hear my caller. So hopefully, I think, I recognize the number, so I'm hoping that she will call back. All right. Let's see where we are. So now I'm at my switchboard. Welcome to those of you who are chatting as well. So if you want to throw in a chat about what it is, do you set goals, first of all? Do you have or have you ever had written goals? And some people like to call them New Year's resolutions, and sometimes those resolutions get a bad rap. So do you set goals? Or, and you can call them something else. People do. Sometimes it's checkpoints. Sometimes it's progress points. You can call them whatever you'd like. It's, part of it is just being able to make that commitment to ourselves, to our families, mostly for ourselves. Okay. All right, I'm still showing a caller on air, but I haven't heard yet. So we're going to hope that my caller checks in. And so let's talk a little bit more about goals. And sometimes people are a little nervous about making that written commitment because, well, what if I don't do it? What if I can't make it? And I don't even know what to shoot for. And as we've talked before on previous segments about the passion test and discovering what it is that brings you the greatest joy and the things that are most important to you, the passion test is another great tool to use to figure out, you know, what is it that really drives what you do. And if you're interested in learning more, I'd refer you back to one of our first two segments on the passion test, or you can contact me directly at melaniehoffner@gmail.com or pop out to brainbonanza.com. Ah, one goal, save money. That's in our chat, and that is a great way to say that because very often people focus on debt and on eliminating debt. And rather than eliminating debt, and then you're still focusing on debt, by focusing on saving money or having financial freedom or better managing money, all of those strategies will get us further in the process of success. Because our brains do have challenges in focusing on how things that we don't want. And very often we write goals that I don't want to do this anymore. I want to stop doing that. And a better way to think about that is to language it in, what can I do differently? What is it I want that's different than what I have now? And another great resource is also available at the Brain Bonanza store is Habit Busting, which is a great program about breaking habits. For some of us, we've created habits over many years. Excuse me. And we expect to change them effective January 1st of the new year. Habit Busting. If I were to have written a program that's the one about breaking habits, I would have written that. Great strategies, great action steps, great examples. Very practical approach to changing habits, to busting habits, whether it's procrastination, habits of thought. If you want to change your health, change your approach to health. Dr. Oz and Dr. Rosen have a new book out. I believe it's called Staying Young. It's upstairs because I got it from my husband for his birthday with the idea that I would share it as well. Because my birthday's coming up. We're approaching in the middle of our lives and looking at making choices that will basically extend the warranty around our physical bodies. So how can we make those choices? And there is a cumulative effect. And unfortunately, a time delay between the choices that we make around our health and when we start to see the impact sometimes. So think about the areas of your life that you may want to address for the year ahead, financially, spiritually, relationships, intellectually. What is it that you would like to have your life be like in 2008? And then find resources and people and groups to support you in your efforts to live the life that you want to create. Here's another interesting question around thinking about the year ahead, and that's the everybody's favorite radio station, the What's in It for Me station. What is in it for you to change in your life? And think about, you know, is it that you want to, as our listener here said, save money, save time, have more time to spend on what you want? Do you want to have financial freedom? Do you want to have recognition for your hard work, decreased stress, or increased wellness? And I will share Dr. David Bolster with the Center for Creating Wellness will be our guest on January 16th, as January will continue to explore strategies and resources around having our best year yet in 2008. Making it a great 2008. And I'll put that reminder in again about the 16th of January. What is it that you want to be? Do you want success in your professional life, success in your personal relationships? And then specifically, what does that success look like, sound like? How would you describe it if you were to write it? As clearly as you could, getting clarity around what's important to you in the year ahead, what could you or would you say around, if I were to recreate my life? Because as a friend of mine said to me once, Melanie, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to say, wow, where did my life go? Because we don't get a dress rehearsal. It's just, here we are. It's life and it's live. So do I have a caller that's on live yet who wants to talk a little bit about the great 2008 that's ahead? Oh, apparently not yet. So then thinking about where you're headed, first reflecting back, and if you don't keep a journal, whether it's just you grab a notebook, spiral notebook, and just, you know, every day write something about what you're grateful for, what's ahead for you, reinforce the choices that you're making. If you've taken the passion test, you've got your passion card and your markers, signposts that you're going to see along the way. And think about, you know, for some people, the pie in the sky is overwhelming to think about the best of the best. And so, you know, if that's too overwhelming, then take a small step forward. And when you achieve that goal, then start the next one. But more importantly, why is it? What's in it for you to make that change? What's in it for your family, your friends, and most importantly, you? You know, and the idea about a lot of us look at our physical health, that, you know, rather than saying, I want to lose weight, losing is, you know, the brain's like, what? And it's focusing on, you know, weight. Maybe reframing that to be making healthy lifestyle choices in the year ahead. Because got one body, as we mentioned earlier. And then think about actions that you need to take. And as you've reflected on 2007, you know some actions that have been successful that you want to make sure you continue to do. What are some things you want to start doing? And then we've got the I'm going to stop doing. So think about what you're going to stop doing. If you're going to stop doing something, what are you going to replace it with? very often we're unsuccessful at breaking habits because we focus on we want to stop one thing, but we don't have something that's a healthy alternative to take its place. And so think about, well, what would take my place? If you've got supportive people in your life, that's awesome. If right now you're thinking about making some changes in your life and you're concerned that you have people in your life who may be critical, unsupportive, that may be a barrier to your success, well, what might you do to find supportive people in your life? Are there websites, chat rooms, mastermind groups of, find people who are successful at what you want to be successful at doing and connect with those people in some way. Sometimes it's just reading blogs. There are amazing blogs out there, and anyone can start a blog. Maybe it's taking teleclasses and connecting with a small group of people in a telecourse. And then from there you can form a mastermind group. So as we begin 2008, we'll explore a lot of these in more detail. So tonight is about here's a big picture of, oh my goodness, there's so many opportunities. There are so many opportunities ahead. Thinking about, what is it that motivates you? Are you a person who moves toward reward? Or are you a person who moves away from negative consequences? What motivates you? And I was, oh my gosh, has it been a year ago, working with a coach as a client, and I focus a lot on the positive. It's a conscious choice, taking an optimistic perspective. And as we were talking about goal setting and what's motivating, and some things I'm motivated by the rewards and the success. However, like most people, we often are motivated by avoiding negative consequences. If we're speeding, we will see a police car, and that will slow us down because we don't want a ticket. Or when it comes to exercise and health, for many of us, it takes a backseat to all other people's needs and I don't have time. And so listing, well, what are all the benefits of exercise? And then see if there's a real strong emotional connection. And then he had me list the consequences of not exercising, and I thought of a biggie, and I didn't write that. I wrote some and wrote some. He said, no, I think there's still probably something else. And I said, okay. So I wrote down that if I didn't take care of myself physically, if I didn't exercise, one of the consequences would be that I would die at a younger age and my son would grow up without his mother. At that point, the tears came and he said, that is what will motivate you to a healthier lifestyle. And so he said, if ever, you're tempted to skip exercise or, in the choices that you're making around your nutrition or health, think about that because that's what will motivate you. Sometimes we do it for ourselves, and sometimes we do it for others. And remember that if you are the kind of person that likes to take care of others, then you need to make sure that you take care of yourself. You can only give what you have, and you have to refill and reorganize. And if you're looking for stellar success in the year ahead professionally, then do you have a mentor, somebody who, from whom you can learn and grow and ask questions? And can you develop a mentoring relationship? And one of the important things about mentoring is to really value the time of the mentor. And if they recommend books or resources and materials, that you take that seriously. And then come back with any questions or comments because you've acted on something they've told you. That rewards a mentor, and then they see value in continuing to work with you. So there's some professional resources as well in terms of your professional growth. Have you described, or have you decided, going back to clarity, have you thought about really describing in detail your life in 2008? to just write or record so you can listen to as if you drive. And so what is it that you're focusing on? What do you want to create? Or if you're visual, make a vision board of your ideal home or accolades professionally or pictures of places you want to travel with your family or a check for a large amount of money or a deposit slip with a large amount of money written on it. How clear are you about what it is that you want in your life? Because clarity is the key. Many people have seen the movie The Secret and are frustrated because it doesn't seem to be working for them. And one of the missing keys is clarity. It's clarity. And you need to get clear. And there are a number of strategies for how to do that. Nope. Do I have a caller who's live? Because I'm hearing something. Well, we have about 2 minutes remaining. So if you have any questions or comments or things you are looking ahead to project into 2008, a topic that you would like to have more resources, actions for, go ahead and call 347-215-8390 or type a note in the web chat. And if you think about the concept of how you feel around goals, how you feel about choices in your life, feelings are a very, very powerful indicator of whether we're on a path that resonates with who we are or whether we're in a tug of war in conflict and stress. So listen to those feelings and then realize you can choose your perspective. And when you choose those feelings and choose to focus on the gratitude and the positives and the lessons, we tend to see those more easily with practice. So coming up, we will spend some more time talking about strategies specifically for how do you set goals if you haven't been a goal setter before. Kevin Eikenberry has an article about 7 reasons why goals matter. And 7 reasons, another one, 7 reasons people don't set goals and how to overcome them. And so, again, his website is kevineikenberry.com. Kevin, EIKENBERRY.com. Think about the direction that you want to go. And remember that a key part of the word satisfaction is action. Are you ready to take action to create the life that you desire in the year ahead? So please visit brainbonanza.com. You can check out the links for the passion test or free telemessages and teleclasses, or go to the Brain Bonanza store, check out Habit Busting, a lot of great resources there. And I invite you to join me for upcoming segments for strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge, sparks to create change in your life, to ignite your life to the potential that it can be. Remember, what you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others, said Pericles. And so think about the connections that you're forming in the relationships as part of your reflection of the past year and your projection into the year ahead. And as our time is running to a close, once again, I thank you for joining us at Spark Radio, because we do this for you. Please share this link or the show, Spark, at Blog Talk Radio with friends and colleagues that you think would benefit. And we will be here next Wednesday from 7 to 7:30 p.m. And again, if you are looking at another time that would work better for you, another day, please send an email, because we're thinking of expanding the show, especially as we're adding more guests so that people have time to ask questions of our guests. Please stay safe as you celebrate the incoming year, 2008. And until next time, may you choose to create great days as you continue to make a positive difference in your life and in the lives you touch. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.
Yeah.
Did she ever speak up?
No, it was Laura. But I wondered if she, Pelichek.
Oh.
I recognized the number, but I didn't want to say anything. And it could be that she wasn't at a computer and she wanted to hear the show.
It could be, yeah.
And that's one way to do it.